You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right, so how do we answer that? How would Iron Man have acted differently if he didn't have a family? You're just like, how would he have acted differently in Infinity War and Endgame? If he wasn't, okay. All right, so we're what if, and like, okay, so he wasn't blipped away.
What if he didn't have his, or we can even do like, what if his wife, because at the time, got blipped away, so he never had his daughter, or what if his daughter never existed?
Okay, all right.
Because he was, well, it's really the daughter, because like he was so afraid to blip everything. Well, he really didn't want to reset it back to the time of 5 years ago. So they were trying, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to go back, but he was like, no, we're not going back, because then he wouldn't have his daughter. So he like was very hesitant to get on board.
Okay, so let's say Pepper Potts was snapped away and he never had a family, didn't have a daughter. He didn't have that 5-year gap of watching his daughter grow up, and he doesn't want to reset the timeline. What's his motivation? Is his motivation, my initial gut would be like his initial, he wouldn't wait 5 years. He's like, we got to fix this now because I want Pepper Potts back. There wouldn't have been a gap.
Yeah, I agree. But if he did have Pepper Potts back though, I feel like he might still just be kind of content like with life, because you got to think he's always a rich, arrogant, I like what I like type of deal.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brandon? New child.
Sure. Well, for the record, I don't like Iron Man. So this is a hard one for me.
You connect with Joshua on that one too.
Yeah, I don't like Iron Man. But I guess it depends on the scenario. So if Pepper Potts is gone, then yeah, I agree. I think this becomes like we have to fix this right now type of scenario. The other possibility is that basically all these years of character development for Iron Man immediately goes away, and we're right back to basically he kind of goes down the same path as like Thor does, of he's just drunk and disinterested.
He falls off the wagon.
He falls off the wagon. He goes almost nihilism and just is completely like, I just don't care anymore. What is the point? Yeah. I think that could be the other way. It all just comes down to if there's a kid involved or not. Because now that I have a kid, it would be hard to say, I've had this kid for 5 years and now I'm going to lose her. You know, for the audience, it's easy because we spent a whole 3 minutes with this kid. But you have to think, he's been with her for 5 years or whatever. So, yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, I think either he's going to go like complete nihilism, give up on life, or we have to fix this right now.
What's the phrase he says to his daughter when they say back and forth, love you 3000?
Yeah, I was going to ask him if he loved his kid like 3000 or not, with hating Iron Man, but whatever.
He's going to up.
I thought that was a dumb line from the get-go.
You just think love and parental guidance is dumb?
No, I think the line is dumb.
Why not say infinity? Why are we limited to 3000?
Is it? Yeah, because I felt like that was
a measurable number.
Immeasurable number.
I felt like it was a
what
line.
Is time? To, what is number? What is math?
It was a line to put on a t-shirt. That's all it was. It was a quotable line.
What was the number? Let me Google it real quick.
Yeah,
I think
Google
it's 3000.
I think so too. I'm thinking of Mystery Science 3000, but I could be totally wrong.
It is 3000.
Yeah. And I think there was a reason why they said that back and forth, but yeah, there's touching moments. I'm the same way. Like there's definitely places in my life where I wouldn't mind having a reset, or do things a little differently, but then what, I wouldn't be the person I was today without those events or things that had happened, or would it change the timeline and different relationships, different kids? Like I can't imagine, my life without these individuals and a part of my life. And so, yeah, to reset that or the chance of losing that from the beginning is rough. So, yeah, I mean, do you have the emotional pull of him making the snap and dying sacrifice at the end, knowing that, he's leaving his daughter and wife behind? Like that's a big part of that emotional pull at the end of the movie. Even if you don't like him, you would have to say that's a pretty big emotional moment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Love. It's still a big emotional moment for sure. And there's a line earlier in Endgame that he has that I think is really great. And I think it's because I rewatched the movie during the pandemic. And so it was like, oh, this really hits home right now. He says something to the effect of he wanted to put a suit of armor all around the world so that way he could protect us from threats like this, but we care too much about our precious little freedom. And that line, I was like, okay, yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I don't like you, but that is a true statement.
Love that. That's good. Yeah, that's a good extra question. Good thing to think about, because it does, you know, you think about family, you think about relationships, and the reason that, the reason that I think the MCU, a big part of the popularity leading up to Infinity War and the weight of the snap and then the Endgame and the big reveals of people coming back and the big entrances and Avengers Assemble and the sacrifice of M is because of the depth of the relationship over 10 years of movies that you bite into this. So maybe the present MCU doesn't have as much emotional weight to it as the others. But man, I'm all in for Ms. Marvel, though. I love that I love that show, and I can't wait for this movie. I find her extremely charming and fun, and there's a new comic book coming out tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be out. It's called Ms. Marvel, Mutants, New Mutant, and so they're drawing her into the X-Men universe. Let's see what happens. And the actor who plays her on the TV show is helping write the comic. So,
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. Cool. Well, thanks, patrons and Captivate supporters. We couldn't do this without you. Well, we could. We just wouldn't have the financial backing without you. We could do it for fun, for free. But your support helps, and it helps us keep doing what we do and motivated. So thank you for all of that. And peace out.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries Podcast Network.